Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host. And this is the show where we serve big impact experts. And that's you if you're on a mission to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients, maybe the community, maybe even the world with the work that you do. And wherever you're at with your mission and whatever the size and scope of that mission, there's going to be challenges along the way. And today, one of the things we're going to talk about that could be getting in the way of that big impact you want to make is our own health and our energy. And we don't need another marketing tactic sometimes. We just need more energy and better health to be able to do more. And when we can feel better, we can do better. We can make that bigger impact. And today's guest is Sarah Lascano, and we're going to talk all about this today. Sarah, welcome from the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into this topic because we talk so many things about marketing and, you know, lead generation and getting clients. And today, you know, we're going to talk about health and how that can be getting in the way of the impact we want to make. And so I'm excited to do that with you. And I think a great place to start, Sarah, is tell everybody a little bit more about you, your story, and how did it come to be that this is your focus and that this is what you're doing?
Well, like many people, I have my own health journey who got into healing. I had a couple of engineering degrees. I had some medical experience. I was living the corporate Western lifestyle dream. And then my health crashed after a bout of food poisoning while I was pregnant with my first child. And that kicked off a journey of looking outside the box that I had been raised in. I'm the daughter of a surgeon from a family of doctors, and medicine had always had all the answers for anything. There was always a pill, right, for any issue, and the doctors didn't have any answers. And so I really had to start looking elsewhere. And over that journey, it was long and arduous, and I got exposed to many different types of holistic and integrative healing. But energy medicine is what finally transformed our health in a massive way, miraculous way. And I was hooked. And so that's really where I got started. And I really became passionate about helping people get better much, much faster than my journey was. You know, let's cut years off of this journey if it doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. You know, I grew up with a lot of medical professionals. Not doctors, but a lot of nurses. And again, but you know, there was a pill for everything and all of that. And, you know, what do you do when that doesn't work, right? And where do we look and all of that? And so what are you hearing from some of the people that you work with that when they come to you, like who, you know, kind of what describes their situation and what are you hearing from them? How would they describe their current situation?
The people that typically come to me are really trying to optimize their health or their performance. Mm-hmm. They really want to be in peak performance, whether that's in business, whether it's in life, you know, whether it's in parenting, any avenue really. And they're trying and they're just not getting where they want to be. And they know it's possible. There's something within them that says, I have more available to me. I just can't figure out how to get there. There's a missing piece. And those are the people that come to us and get amazing results because they've already cleaned up their diet. They're already trying to get enough sleep. They're already doing the basic things and not perfectly, but they're already trying to take care of themselves. But there's a gap and they're unable to bridge that gap on their own. And we can typically help get that last mile, you know, that last piece figured out for them.
Yeah. Is there any common complaints or issues that you hear coming up again and again and again when they come to you? It's like, yeah, I wish I could do more, but is there anything, you know, that you just hear repeatedly that comes up?
Yeah. One of the primary things is anxiety and having a busy mind, having a mind that just won't shut down. It's busy and it doesn't calm when it should calm. Maybe they have a little trouble meditating. Maybe they don't. Maybe they have some self-defeating stories that pop up, even though they know they're not true. Maybe they just feel anxious. Another common symptom that people come in with is digestive problems of any kind, food sensitivities, reflux, difficulty with digestion, constipation, any kind of digestive problem. That's also really common. Anything from headaches all the way to cancer support, helping people move through treatment, chronic infections, people are getting sick more than they should, or their body's not bouncing back, low energy levels. These are the common things that people come to us for.
Yeah, and I can imagine it's quite a wide range of things, and everyone has their own individual experience, but I'd imagine anything that's going on like this is going to really impede the progress, that especially, you know, because a lot of our audience are coaches and consultants and speakers and book authors, and they always have a project, they always have a campaign, there's always something that they're going for, some big thing that they want to do, because, you know, we're all, you know, that's why we call them big impact experts, because there's always something we want to do to make a bigger impact. There's always another level. But then this kind of stuff comes up at just the wrong time. Like, you know, last month I had a workshop scheduled, and I had 100 people registered for that and felt fine for weeks. And then the morning of that event, that's the day that I wake up with a headache, right? Not great timing. You know, there could have been lots of things that led up to it. But, you know, my point is that, you know, these health challenges, they get in the way. They get in the way of what we wish we were doing, what we want to be doing. And so is that something that you notice with some of the people that you're working with? And, you know, is there something that we're doing to create that or possibly, you know, things we should be thinking about to prevent it?
Absolutely. Yes. And it's not just ourselves. It can also be our clients, right? So maybe we have clients that are not getting the results that we feel they really should be getting. There's something that's in the way for them. So this can be applicable to ourselves, to our clients, to our loved ones. I know that's been an issue for me in the past. If a family member is having an issue, it can also be a huge drag on your ability to focus and deliver and perform in your own business. So there are many ways that we can utilize this. Back to your question, absolutely. We are consciousness. We are energetic beings creating through our consciousness. And quantum physics is proving this. There's actually scientific research that is proving that we are creating our experience through our consciousness. And our consciousness is made up of our entire experience. It runs the gamut of where we came from, the families that we were in our childhood, the traumas and difficulties and stresses that we've experienced through our lifetimes, and even the physical challenges, accidents, injuries, infections. All of these can leave a mark in the energy field, in our bio field, and our consciousness is projecting through this. So if we have a lot of interference, is what I call it, it's going to color, think of it as a sunglass filter almost, it's going to color what we're projecting through that interference. And as we clear that interference and bring our energy field into harmony, into coherence, we then are able to create with much more precision. So absolutely, it plays a role. What our body is carrying from our past, and our body's an amazing storage site, affects what we are creating in our present experience.
So there's a lot of things going on all at once. And it's not just what I'm hearing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's not just recent things. So, I mean, yes, I mean, if we ate something or didn't or not hydrating enough, sure, but it can go deeper than that.
Way deeper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Is there mistakes that we are making that maybe mistaken beliefs or, you know, myths or just perception, you know, and I'll let you kind of fill in the blanks here, but, you know, what are we doing or not doing that's making it worse? Or are we looking in the wrong direction? And when do we start to look at this? What are you noticing in terms of what's leading us to this point where it's like, okay, something's definitely in the way?
We're doing two main things wrong. The first one is we are believing that what our mind is doing right now in the present moment is all that matters. And that's not true. Our nervous system and our brain hold on to things that have happened in the past in our subconscious mind, and we may not even know about them. Remember, 80% or more, a number as high as 95% of the brain's function is subconscious. And our subconscious mind really does influence what is happening in our life, in our daily life. So our subconscious mind's really important, and we don't always know what's lurking in there. Sometimes it's not even our belief system. We might have a belief system that our parents had that we really don't like. But that energy is still affecting us because we grew up in it. We were exposed to it through osmosis, if you will. So the first thing that we're not doing is realizing that our body's a potent storage site. We have a subconscious mind, and energy can be in that subconscious that we don't even agree with or resonate with that could be impacting our health or our performance. And then the second thing that we're not doing is we're not giving ourselves enough time or space to process what is coming up in our day-to-day experience. So if we get really triggered, I call it being triggered when you get an emotional charge. Let's say something happens in your life and you get frustrated and you go home that night and you just forget about it. You don't really want to think about the frustration again. But that could be a mistake because the frustration is coming up to shift energy in our experience. So if we just give ourselves a little bit of time to connect to and process that emotion of frustration, and I'm talking 2 to 3 minutes here, I'm not talking half an hour or longer, very short amount of time, we can actually let that emotional energy clear and take with it anything that it was there to help us get rid of. So it can actually be a leverage point if we just give ourselves a little space to process emotionally and mentally what gets kicked up for us every day. And most of us are not making time to do that. Some of us even have been told that if we indulge those negative emotions, they will overcome us. We will create negativity. But that's not true. It's actually coming to help us leverage and clear our energy.
Yeah, I love that because, you know, again, it's easy to perceive anything negative as being negative. And we always talk about being positive and focusing on, you know, the positive end result and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, in a way, that negative feeling it's a message that says, hey, look here, or this could be going on. And, you know, it kind of leads me to my next question, which is, you know, how much of this are people even aware of? Like, you know, this is all going on and it's leading to how we're feeling right now. But what's the level of awareness? Do you know, for anyone listening in, it's like, well, yeah, this is happening. And therefore, here's what I should do. And we're going to get into what to do and all of that and even how to connect with you. But how much are they even or are we even aware of and say, yes, this is what's really going on?
Yeah, it varies, right? Some of us are aware. Some of us are not aware. And it's my passion and I believe my calling to help us to understand that when we feel symptoms, when we hear emotion, when we get triggered, it's our body talking to us. It's our body sharing information through a sensation or a symptom because our body can't knock on our shoulder and say, hey, you need to pay attention to this. So it's doing it through symptoms and emotional experiences. The more aware we become, the more coherent our energy becomes, and the more we live in flow and synchronicity. And we've all felt, most of us, I think, have felt that beautiful place where things just flow, opportunities flow in, everything moves easily. That is our birthright, living in that place, whether it's in our businesses, whether our families, with our health. And we can get back to that if we can just help get our energy back into coherence.
Yeah, and that sounds amazing. And it's how most of the people I talk to would describe what they want, right? They want to feel like they're in that flow, like things are easier, like they're not battling themselves every bit as much as they're battling, you know, the outside influences like the internet or the algorithms or, you know, what a client said to you or what a competitor is doing. And there's all these other things that are, you know, outside of that, that are all contributing to how we feel. But there, and so it all adds up. So this is really interesting. So now, you know, let's say there's something going on. We don't know what. So what's some of the first steps? Like, what do we need to be doing to make sure that we're not held back by this?
So the first thing we really need to understand is our body knows how to get us into that flow state. Our body knows how to get us into coherence. We just need to listen to it. So the first step is just realizing that our body has amazing intelligence and it knows exactly what we need to focus on. So all we need to learn to do is listen to the body. All right. So I do teach people how to do this, but I love to recommend for my clients and my students, right before you go to bed, just take a couple of moments. You're already relaxing. You're getting into bed. You're ready to go to sleep. Take 30 seconds and just open and listen. Does your body have anything to tell you? Maybe it's a sensation. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe it's something that happened during that day that needs to be processed. Is there anything I need to know about? And just allow that to be there and to move, very much a Buddhist kind of orientation. But if you just notice it and allow it to be there, 80% of the time it will leave. It will process and leave without any issues. It's a wonderful practice just to view the body as an intelligent being and give it a little space to talk to you.
Is there skills that we need to develop so that we can learn to listen? I mean, I would imagine there's sort of programming or habit or whatever in where we're perceiving things in the way we usually do. But is there a new skill that we need to develop that's going to help us be more in tune to what's going on?
There are some skills, and I do teach this in a course, how to listen to the body. But we're really needing to calm our nervous system. Our mind generates static, and that static is just like an old radio station where you're trying to get the signal through, but the static is in the way. And so you can hear it a little bit, but it's hard to hear. And so that's really what happens with our nervous system when we are stressed, when we're going, we're in beta wave state with our brain, and we don't have that quiet time to just open and listen. So the first step is to make more of that quiet time. And then we need to discharge the stress that's in our nervous system. And there are some simple ways to do that. It is a skill. It's not hard to learn, but it's a matter of calming that conscious mind and allowing the body to start speaking to you.
Amazing. And how would we know when it's time to, you know, reach out to someone like you to have a further conversation or to learn more? You mentioned a course. I'd like to talk about that a little bit as well. But how does one know when it's not just something that they need to deal with on their own, but, you know, learning from you or reaching out for help, you know, is sort of the next step?
So anytime you feel stuck is one of the times to reach out for help, right? So play, experiment, learn, tune into your body, and do what you're guided to do. But if you feel stuck, if you feel that you're not able to get through, you're not able to make progress, you know there's something that's missing, but you can't quite grasp and get progress, that's when you really want to seek help of a professional. And that would be the same for business coaching or marketing support or sales support, right? It's all the same. When we feel that we can't quite get where we need to go, but we know we want to get there, that's when we reach out for help if we feel stuck or if you have a major health concern going on and time is of the essence. So if you have major burnout, you have significant anxiety that's affecting your function, you have a cancer diagnosis or a big health diagnosis, an autoimmune disease or anything that is urgent or you feel stuck, that's a great time to reach out for support.
Amazing. I want to make sure that we give people a way to connect with you as well. Can you talk a little bit about how you typically work with people? Like what is the thing that you can do or bring to the table that will help them, you know, navigate some of this and you know, start having that more energy and bringing that to their business? There's going to be an enormous ripple effect on the other end of that. But, you know, how do you typically work with people and what do you recommend?
Yeah, so we have three main ways of working with people. We do one-on-one healing programs where we go deep and get people unstuck and shift energy. And that's really for people that are, they want to go. It's go time. They want to get through this quickly. We have courses where we help teach people how to do this for themselves. And then we have digital self-help tools that people can use from home to really support. They're not ready to go deep or they don't feel like they need to go deep, but they'd love to have some tools to use for themselves. And we also, incidentally, allow others to use those in their programs, those digital tools. It's a very handy thing for folks to be able to listen to something that can shift their energy from home. Very powerful.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Well, we'll make sure we put links to all of that. And in our added to our program as well. That sounds like a really good idea. What do you recommend as a first step? We'll make sure that we put the links to your website beneath the video and everything for people to connect with. But when they do connect with you, what do you recommend as the first step?
Yeah, we do free energy evaluation calls as a way to really connect and find what people need and meet them where they are, because we do have multiple ways of helping people. So that's really the best way to get that individual, what exactly do I need? What's going to best serve me given my goals and given what I'm experiencing right now in my life. And that's available on our website to contact us and schedule a time to chat.
That sounds great. Well, if you're listening to this on the, or watching this on video, the links are just beneath this video. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, just open up your phone and I've got all of Sarah's links there as well so that you can connect with her and to, you know, look, if you've got something going on that you can't quite explain, you know, there's something in the way, there's something blocking. I think that's the biggest reason to do it right now. And that's why we have conversations like this. And it's why we make it really easy with all of the links there. So all you need to do is click and then have a conversation and find out what's really going on from someone who understands the process and someone who understands that deeper sense of what could be happening that we're, most of us are not consciously aware of. And so I think, Sarah, that's one of the reasons why it's really important to connect with you. Anything you want to add to that or anything else that you want our audience to know before they do that?
I just want to leave everyone with the thought that you actually have way more power over your experience than we are led to believe. And it goes back to our energy and our subconscious mind. And so if you feel stuck, try not to be disheartened. There's always a way to achieve your goals. It's just a matter of getting the roadblocks out of the way. So I just want that message of empowerment to land.
Yeah, that is amazing. Well, Sarah, I really appreciate you taking the time to have this conversation with me today. And, you know, and to our audience, it's not our usual conversation about marketing. And it's important to be looking at ourselves and looking at our own health, looking at our own energy, including our beliefs and those recurring patterns. When you feel blocked there, it's not usually the strategy or the tactic that you're doing, it's something that we're bringing to it. And so this is a good opportunity for you to have a look. I highly recommend that you do click the link beneath this video and connect with Sarah and some of the tools as well, and go and take those next steps and learn what you may not know, what you don't know. And so that would be a great next step. So Sarah, thank you. You're amazing. I love what you've shared. I love this conversation. And before we sign off, do you have any last piece of advice or words of wisdom to end this episode by?
Looking inside doesn't have to be hard. So just know that with energy, things can be so much easier than we think they can be. We don't have to relive difficulty or stress. So it can be easy.
It can be easy. I think those are great words to end this episode by. Sarah, thank you. I appreciate you. To our audience, thank you for being here as well. And if you're still listening to me, it means this topic resonated with you. And so take that next step. All the links are beneath this video to connect with Sarah. And while you're on your journey, just I want you to remember that, you know, there's going to be easy times and there's going to be times where things are difficult. And I want you to know that there's no problem that is unsolvable. And you might just be one collaboration or a conversation away from a big breakthrough that can help you to make the big impact that you want to make. And I'll leave you with this. And that is, the only way to fail is to quit. So keep moving forward and we will see you on the next one. Thank you. This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas
that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.